Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
This morning on the third hour of Today, Estate Showdown. A legal battle brewing after the death of O.J. Simpson, the Brown and Goldman families pushing to be paid years after their court victory. What happens next? Then Caitlin Clark, one-on-one.
You know, this is a dream. This is something I wrote down on a piece of paper when I was in like second grade.
The basketball superstar opening up about tonight's WNBA draft, the fan frenzy, and SNL. Plus, oh, Henry. Co-stars Henry Cavill and Henry Golding are live.
What's the plan?
The plan is they're going to tell us all about their wild, action-packed, history-based new movie. And it's Lopez versus Lopez. George and his daughter Mayan stopping by to share their NBC sitcom about one funny family today, Monday, April 15th, 2024.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Today on this Monday morning, tax day.
Oh, that's right.
I know, you just threw that in there.
Yeah.
That's right.
You still have time.
That's right. Some places a little different.
A little flexible.
But anyway, yeah. Right. I'm Al, along with Chanel Dillon. Craig is taking a much-deserved day off. Mm-hmm. It's a busy Monday morning. And of course, we're going to begin with a looming showdown over the estate of O.J. Simpson.
So Simpson died last week after a battle with cancer. Right now, it is unclear what he may have actually left behind. But we know Simpson still owed the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman millions. And they are asking to be paid now. NBC's Jacob Soboroff is live in L.A. with how this could all play out. Jacob, good morning.
Hey, Chanel. Good morning to you guys. The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate says he is combing through assets to determine what it could be worth. But regardless of what he does find, there is a legal battle brewing over who has a rightful claim to those assets.
This morning, the battle between O.J. Simpson and the Goldman family continuing even after Simpson's death, centered around the estate of the former football star turned celebrity defendant.
Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty.
While Simpson was famously acquitted in the criminal trial over the murders of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman, he was found liable for wrongful death in a 1997 civil suit. The jury ordering Simpson to pay more than $33 million to the victims' families.
The civil verdict was the only opportunity we had to punish him for what he did to Ron and Nicole.
Damages that were never paid in full and have since ballooned to more than $100 million, according to an attorney for Fred Goldman, Ron's father. In a final will drafted in January of this year, Simpson ordered all of his property be placed in a trust. How those assets are distributed will be determined by his longtime attorney, Malcolm Laverne. Now, multiple parties, including the Simpson and Golden estates, along with the IRS, have already requested payments, according to Laverne. On Friday, Laverne telling the Las Vegas Review-Journal, "I will do everything in my capacity to try and ensure that the Goldmans get nothing." Comments he later walked back in our interview.
Mr. Goldman's claim obviously has to be accepted.
Still, Laverne maintains Simpson's estate likely won't be able to pay the debt in full.
Mr. Goldman's probably going to have to decide whether he's going to be willing to negotiate.
While Simpson's funeral arrangements are still being finalized, Laverne says Simpson's four children are discussing a private ceremony for family and friends. And despite multiple requests for the former football star's brain to be examined for the degenerative brain disease, CTE, Simpson's family has declined to donate his body to science.
And it's a hard no because the family members are in consensus that the entirety of Mr. Simpson's body will be cremated.
And legal experts expect the final distribution of assets to play out in probate court, but so much actually needs to be determined first. Laverne mentioned to us possibly seeking out collectors who might be interested in purchasing some of Simpson's belongings, as strange as that might sound. We should note, by the way, that neither the Brown nor the Goldman families returned our requests for comment, you guys.
All right, Jacob, thank you.
All right, turning now to basketball superstar Caitlin Clark, opening up about the next chapter in her career. After her record-setting season at Iowa, she is expected to be the top overall pick at tonight's WNBA draft. But first, she made some time in her busy schedule to sit down with NBC's Stephanie Goss to talk basketball, Saturday Night Live, and more. You had a great conversation.
Yeah, I'm so glad she made time for me. It was wonderful. You know, Clark has already proven she can sell out stadiums, smash records, and score from just about anywhere on the court. And now she's going pro and embracing her moment in the spotlight.
After a storybook college career filled with record-breaking moments and legions of new fans, NCAA superstar Caitlin Clark is ready to take her game to the next level as a WNBA rookie.
I know there would probably be a little bit of a learning curve, but I think always I've had confidence in myself. And that's always kind of what I remind myself is, you know, you're not here by accident.
They haven't sold tickets to the WNBA draft in years, and they sold out in 15 minutes. Where is your mindset going into the draft?
I think more than anything, I'm just really excited. I think, like, you know, this is a dream. This is something I wrote down on a piece of paper when I was in, like, second grade, like, get a basketball scholarship, play in the WNBA. Like, this is always something I wanted to do.
At tonight's draft in Brooklyn, the 22-year-old Iowa phenom is expected to be the number one pick by the Indiana Fever. In Indianapolis, home of the Fever, the Caitlin Clark effect is already in full swing.
I heard that season tickets are going, like, blazes in Indiana. Have you heard that rumor?
I have heard that rumor. I don't know the exact numbers, but I think they're selling pretty well.
Clark is also part of the reason why a record 18.9 million viewers tuned into this year's NCAA championship game, making women's basketball must-see TV.
One of the really great things about this season has been watching all the little kids, most of them little girls, who are so inspired to play basketball because of you. What does that mean to you?
I think that's like the reason you do it. And just to see them scream your name or have your jersey on, that's something that never gets old.
Something else that never gets old? Seeing Clark drain those threes.
Every time you go to take one of those logo threes, I think to myself, she's never going to make that.
You don't have confidence in me?
No, I know. I should have confidence. But then you do make it. And yeah. I think I should have known she was going to make that. But I wondered, what goes through your mind right before you take that shot?
I think the biggest thing is just confidence. I think sometimes, like, I feel like I'm closer to the basket than I really am, but also, like, the adrenaline gets going, the crowd gets behind you.
Playing to a crowd is something the star player never shies away from.
Here to comment is Caitlin Clark.
Clark even making a cameo on SNL.
You make a lot of jokes about women's sports, don't you, Michael?
What would you say is more daunting, getting ready for the national championship game or getting ready for Saturday Night Live?
Getting ready for Saturday Night Live, and it's not even close. My heart was like pounding out of my chest, but I did all right. It was super cool, and obviously to be a surprise guest, like, that's a bucket list item that not a lot of people get to do.
Now with her college career in the rearview mirror and the WNBA within arm's reach, next up on Clark's bucket list, living out her ultimate hoop dreams in Paris at the Summer Games.
I know the team is not set. Your chances of making it are pretty good. What would it mean to you to represent the country in Paris this summer?
Yeah, I think that would mean everything. That's like one of my dreams as a kid growing up. You always want to be an Olympic gold medalist. So I know how special it is to represent USA across your chest. So being able to do that on the highest level would certainly be a dream come true.
So get this, guys. She was the only collegiate athlete invited to the Olympic training camp in Cleveland, but she couldn't go because she was in the Final Four, which is a pretty good excuse. They still had the selection committees going to meet, and they'll make the final say.
I mean, we were saying earlier, I mean, this girl is, freestyling.
And you really enjoyed the interview with her, didn't you?
Yeah. I had a great time.
She seems so well-rounded. Like, it seemed easy to have a good conversation with her.
Yeah, she was real. She's a great talker. We had a real connection. It was terrific.
All right, rooting for her for sure.
Yeah,
all right, thank you.
All right, well, speaking of Olympians, we've got three of them right here in Studio 1A. U.S. women's soccer team stars Rose Lavelle, Crystal Dunn, and Emily Sonnet here to catch up and share their goals for the Paris Olympics. And then we've got not one, but two Henrys, Henry Cavill and Henry Golding, stopping by to share their action-packed new movie that's actually based on a true story, and it is wild. Third hour of today. I'll be right back.
Join me, Esther Perel, every Monday in my office on Where Should We Begin? I'm talking to couples and individuals about love and work, about turning conflict into connection. More than ever, our relationships define the quality of our lives. So let's explore the myriad of relational challenges together. See you Monday.
Alpha 19er, commence Wi-Fi device checklist.
Laptops on. TVs streaming. Game console consoling. Smart thermostat set for cuddle time. Doorbell camera. Oh, my package is here.
Fast, reliable, able to power tons of devices inside your home at once.
All systems go. You are clear for takeoff.
This is Xfinity Internet, Wi-Fi built to wow. And watch the short film, The Aviators, now playing at Xfinity.com. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
It's almost time. The countdown to the Paris Olympics is nearly in the home stretch. We are going to mark 100 days later this week. And this morning, we have three special guests to help us kick off this big week. Olympic bronze medal winners, soccer stars from the U.S. women's national team, Crystal Dunn, Rose Lavelle, and Emily Sonnet. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I was just saying selfishly, I love this time. You guys are all coming in. We get the swag. It's, just, it's an exciting time. So I guess I'll start things off with you. You guys are coming here with a victory. Mm-hmm. The She Believes Cup, you guys beat Canada, right, to nab your fifth consecutive?
Yes.
That's amazing. How does that feel?
I mean, amazing. Obviously, Canada is a team that always gives us a tough battle. So obviously, beating them in a final is always, you know, a fun feeling. Or you're on a roll.
All right. And Rose, as you go into this, are you looking at maybe a little redemption for the team after the World Cup upset last season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think anytime you can go into a major tournament, it's really exciting. I think we have a little bit of a chip on our shoulder, which I think we always play like
chip.
That, honestly.
A collective chip. Yeah.
I think we always kind of play with that mentality, though. So, but yeah, I think we're definitely excited to come in and hopefully put on a good tournament.
So let's talk about the team a little bit, because there have been some shakeups recently. Megan Rapinoe retired, Julie Ertz retired. You have a new coach coming in from Chelsea. So, Emily, what would you say people can look forward to on this, you know, this team with some changes to it?
Oh, yeah. I think obviously talking about She Believes, I think that's a great term that you see a lot of young talent come in, and there's a lot of it. Something that's really exciting that you can put together a team for a She Believes to get ready for a world tournament. Not only that, but then having the transition of a head coach coming in, being able to learn and put together game plans headed into the Olympics.
Keeps it exciting.
Yeah.
This is such a great time for women's sports. We were just talking about Caitlin Clark. My boys are hardcore soccer fans, men and women. You know, and I just read you guys, the three of you just signed with New Jersey, the New York Gotham Football Club. So you're on two teams together. Talk to me about the chemistry, the camaraderie, and just really the season for women's sports right now in soccer.
Yeah, I mean, I think women's sports as a whole is booming. It's a really special time to really invest in the women's game. WNBA draft is tonight. That's exciting. And I think, you know, women's sports is in a special place. We obviously do play for Gotham, and it's really exciting that we can represent kind of two teams together to build that bond, but also, like, play our role and also bringing more awareness of our sport into this area.
You guys spend so much time together, you know, obviously on the field. What is it like off the field, especially now that you're like on two teams together? Mm-hmm. How much togetherness is maybe too much together?
No, it's so fun. I think when you get to be in two environments together, like, it just obviously, I think it translates on the field, like, how well you get along with people and the relationships you build. I think it makes it so much more fun when you're playing next to people that you, like, truly love and care about. So it's been so fun.
Yeah.
It's going to keep getting even more fun.
Yeah. We're always together.
Just like us.
Like one big happy family. Yeah. And speaking of family, you have a 2-year-old son.
Yes.
We've seen some pictures of him out there loving soccer already. I mean, how, as a mom and, you know, a professional soccer player, how do you toe that line between, you know, trying to push him to, like, this is the sport I really want you to play versus let's just have fun right now?
It's hard. I gave him, you know, the options of a big soccer ball or a small soccer ball, but either way, I was like, that's a soccer ball.
These are your two options.
But no, I mean, as a parent, I mean, you guys know, it's like you want your child to be happy. You want them to be able to find something that they truly enjoy and are passionate about. Obviously, I hope it's soccer, but I think, you know, my husband and I try to do a good job of just exposing him to as many different things so we can make the best decision. I mean, he's two, but I don't know what decision he's going to make. We're talking like he's, you know, 15-year-old right now. They gravitate towards some things. But no, it's been amazing. It takes a village to raise a child. Mm-hmm. I'm really fortunate that my teammates have embraced my son. It wasn't always easy kind of coming back and playing, but I think I've been able to lean on others to really support me. And I think that's really the key to kind of raising a child is just leaning on people.
Well, one thing I will say, you know, weekends are not my own because of soccer. You know what? It's like that for so many families all over this country. Yes. And I see how many girls are playing soccer right now. So the fact that you women are sitting here means you're really good. So congratulations on what you guys have done for joining us. All right. And you can find more about the Olympics team and Team USA hopefuls by listening to our new Road to Paris podcast. Ooh. It's out today. Just scan that QR code or look for it wherever you listen. And of course, you can catch the Paris Olympics this summer on NBC.
When we come back, you know what they say? Two Henrys are always better than one. We've got Henry Cavill and Henry Golding. Somebody said it. That's what I've been told. They're here live talking about their new action movie that's based on a true story. And then later, we've got another talented duo, father and daughter George and Mayan Lopez, filling us in on the new season of their hilarious NBC sitcom.
Two Third Lopez hour today. Is better than one Lopez.
I know, two Lopez. We got two for the price of one. Wow.
That's literally the same.
This morning, we are joined by two famous Hollywood Henrys. Henry Cavill donned the red cape in his legendary role saving the world as Superman and played a CIA assassin in Mission Impossible Fallout.
And we all know Henry Golding for his performances in movies like the smash hit Crazy Rich Asians and A Simple Favor.
Well, now they are both starring in the action-packed new film, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. It follows a top-secret combat unit that uses unconventional means to battle Nazis during World War II. Both Henrys, welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Are we beating that into the ground?
That's right. You bet. Well, Henry C., we'll start with you. There you go. You play Gus Marchfield. First of all, the facial hair game, very strong in this. How did you come up with that?
I just want to do something different, you know. In Mission Impossible Fallout, I had a rather infamous moustache.
Yes.
And so this one, I wanted to have a more positive lean to it. And just grew it out and decided to make something fun out of it. So I gave that little twirly work edge.
Very nice. And Operation Postmaster was, there's something that was kind of based in history, the first kind of secret unit kind of thing.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
They were called the SOE, the Special Operations Executive. And it's people like this and this mission that gave birth to deniable operations. Mm. So what we know is Navy SEALs, Delta Force, everything like that. These guys and girls were the first ones to do it. Mm. And this mission in particular was exciting because it was on paper a suicide mission. Mm. And they were remarkably successful to the point where our movie's slightly more hyperbolic in nature. Not a single shot was fired at them during the whole operation. It went incredibly well.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. And I feel like being on a Guy Ritchie movie, it seems like he kind of gives you guys the freedom to make your characters your own. So you were based on a real life character, but yours was not. So how did you make it?
I mean, it's always fun filming with Guy because you never quite know what to expect. You could turn up in the morning thinking your character is one thing, and then suddenly 10 minutes later after the first take, it's like, I'm not sure if that works. We change up that accent, which Alex Pettifer had this amazing accent that he came in with and changed it midway through the scene that we were filming our first day.
Oh, that's funny.
So you're always on your toes with Guy.
It's so wild. It's so fun. You know what I was wondering? How do you get into the headspace of an action star? I mean, you're no stranger to stunts and action and what have you, but I mean, are you playing rock music in your ears and your head? Like, how do you know what I mean? Because he's such a, I can't say bad A.
We like slap each other.
How do you get in the headspace? Amazing.
It's okay. So with that, because typically action is very choreographed, you are more laser focused. It's a bit like I imagine sort of someone about to go into a very challenging sporting set, and you have to make sure you remember all of your dance moves. And so it's less about getting all sort of crazy and excited.
So you have to be locked in.
Being incredibly focused.
Like a ballet almost.
Exactly.
Especially when there's sort of explosives and squibs and things. And you never want to step a foot wrong when things are blowing up around
you. Wow. Good point. So.
Did anything go wrong during...
I don't think we had... I mean, we had one, the Max, our first AD... he likes big explosions.
Oh, Lord.
And he tends to put a little bit more pepper on the explosions than one might usually. Oh, yeah. And there was, we have one very large explosion.
A few singed sort of back.
That one. Felt that heat.
There you go.
That heat.
Keeps it exciting.
So, Henry, you've been filming Simple Favor 2 with Blake Lively, Anna Kendrick. Anything you can share about that?
That's exciting.
What people loved about the first were... definitely by far the outfits. So you can expect 10 times as many amazing and phenomenal outfits with, especially when it comes to Blake's character. Mm-hmm. But we were, I was just in Capri filming with Paul, whom I dearly love. But this one's going to be another exciting sort of fun romp in that world.
Love it. Well, we thought we'd play a little game.
Okay.
Since, again, we have two Henrys here, so we're just going to keep going with this. So which Henry is it?
We
is,
have to guess.
Is the game.
Okay, cool.
So you guys, which Henry hiked the 17-mile Half Dome Peak in Yosemite National
Wait,
Park?
Wait, we have to guess.
Okay.
No, we have
to guess. Yeah, you have to guess.
We have to guess.
Yeah,
we have to
guess. They
would
know. They would. I'm going with
I thought we were going to
No. Like, what part of it?
We had to guess.
They know what they've done.
Okay.
I'm going Henry Cavill.
Wait a minute. Okay, let me think. Hiking. What do you think, Dill?
I don't. I'll go with.
Who's
you,
got
Henry.
The physique?
I know. I'm going Henry C.
Okay.
Oh my God. Come on, guys.
Oh, you're hiking.
It was Henry Golding.
Well, no. Honestly, I was just looking at your face. You were moving around a lot, so I thought maybe.
I went with a chap called Craig Adams, who's a New Yorker, and he's this phenomenal hiking guy on YouTube. So shout out to Craig.
Wait, that's amazing.
For putting up with me, because I literally hunted him down on Instagram. I was like, take me hiking.
Oh my goodness. Okay, then I can't read your faces because I didn't see that in your eyes. All right. Which Henry was the only, this is interesting, which Henry was the only Kansas City Chiefs fan in his box at Super Bowl 2024?
Okay, I'm going to go with Henry Cavill again.
Now we're going to say you just because, why not?
Yes, I'll go with you
okay.
also.
Yeah, that was me.
All right.
So are you a Swiftie?
Where was everybody else?
Apple very generously invited me.
Okay. Oh.
And Apple being where Apple's from, we're clearly all 49ers.
Right, sure. Okay.
And... okay. So they, out of pity, allocated Zane Lowe to me to be sort of my fellow Chiefs supporter. And he was sort of a half Chiefs supporter. He's like, yeah, I like the idea of a franchise win, and they're great. I've supported the Chiefs before. And so we got into it. We got stuck in. There's lots of sort of shouting back and forth between the different sides in the box. And, of course, the Chiefs then started to win in the second half. Keep in mind, this is Apple's box. I didn't really think ahead, and so I kept on cheering at full voice.
And, the only one.
Yeah, so we had a... Zane and I had a good time just chuckling away, but then at the end it was going...
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, the room.
Well, you guys are great. Great chemistry.
You can take this act on
thank
the road.
I know.
Henry, thank you so much.
Henry.
That's right. Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare hitting theaters on Friday. Mm-hmm.
All right, still to come, one talented family, George Lopez and his daughter Mayan, are here to tell us about their NBC sitcom and just how close it is to their real life. Then later, it's National Laundry Day,
really?
Did you know? So we're sorting out everything you need to know to take care of your clothes and do the job right. We'll be right back.
National Laundry Day.
We are back with a talented father and daughter on and off screen. George Lopez is a stand-up comedy legend. His wildly popular namesake show aired for 6 seasons in the early 2000s.
And his daughter Mayan is an actor and producer who got her start at Second City Improv in Chicago. And now they are together again in the NBC sitcom Lopez versus Lopez.
It's inspired by their real-life relationship. And this season, they are navigating George's emotions during his newfound sobriety.
Drew, don't eat that!
Jono, you giant rat! Oh, gotta let it go. A hot dog that is meant for me will simply find me.
The
show is so funny. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Back.
Good morning.
So the first season, Maya, was super successful. We're now picking up in season two. So what can we expect this season?
Well, just as you see, the Lopez family has to let go of quite a few things as George is now in his sobriety journey. And so the family's kind of having to change around them. There's a lot of twists, a lot of love. And as always, we just try to put the fun in dysfunction.
The fun in dysfunction. George, talk to us a little bit about this. This is semi-inspired, I read, by your real-life relationship with alcohol.
My relationship with alcohol, yes. I've loved alcohol for a long time, and I miss it more in the mornings. But I think based on trying to get sober and be more, better for mine, better for my family, better for my health, that it makes a great arc for this season.
Mm-hmm.
People are struggling with that.
How difficult was it to, walk that line? Because it's a serious topic, but, there's obviously humor in everything.
Well, I believe that in the stories, and with comedy, the good part and all the sitcoms that people really love are the ones that can mix, some real serious stuff and then immediately go into the joke. So mine's great at both, and I'm really good at allowing people to look into my life and then hit them with the last call. When's the last call?
What about you've got a lot of great guest stars coming up. You're calling it the Lopez Cinematic Universe.
Yes, the LCU.
Oh, that's funny.
Mark, pending. No, we've just been so incredibly lucky to have so incredible guest stars. This week, we had Cheech Marin last season, but now this season, we get Cheech and Chong.
Oh, that's
in
wow.
this episode at 8 on Tuesday. And also Marshawn Lynch. And we have some... incredible guest stars. We had Gabriel Iglesias in our premiere, and something I'm going to keep a little bit of a secret.
Okay. All right.
And highly functional, both Cheech and Chong. So I believe if you're not using marijuana, you're wasting your life.
We had Cheech here last week.
He was just here. Yeah, he's awesome.
Mine, you've talked about how important it is for you to separate yourself from your character who you've nicknamed Schmayan.
Yes, sitcom Mayan. Or else it just gets confusing. I'm like, Schmayan. Who am I anymore?
Yeah.
No, I think it's, something, it's playing Maya is very close to real life, and some things are really real. I think that's what makes Lopez versus Lopez so great, is that it really is. Sometimes we're having conversations that we haven't had with each other, and we're having it in front of a live studio audience where it brings up real things. But I think that authenticity and that truth makes the comedy so much more successful. But, on set, sometimes I'll be like, Maya, you read that line a little bit angry. And I'm like, oh, that was.
I was.
Maya be like, are you sure she would react?
We'll talk about that later.
Because
yeah.
I wouldn't. Oh.
That's good.
I'll tell you, it's a lot more charming than it looked in the court documents.
Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious.
I know, I'm from Kansas. It comes out sometimes. Before you leave us, you were a judge on one of your favorite shows, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes.
What is it about the show that you love?
I think their bravery, drag queens, and just their artistry, has always inspired me to be vulnerable in my real life. That show has made me laugh. It's made me cry. It's given me really wonderful life lessons. One queen, Kylie Sonique Love, said, "Don't let your hurt child make your grown-up decisions."
Oh, wait, say that again.
Don't let your hurt child make your grown-up decisions.
Ooh.
And just, I worked with father, and now I got to work with mother, RuPaul, the queen of drag. But, just even that, hearing that, completely changed the way that I think that was before Lopez versus Lopez, and I think that helped inspire me. That show and the community helps inspire me.
You just made Chanel's day. She loves a good show.
That's a good one.
Keep that for yourself.
Yeah,
that's from Kansas too.
And I know we're out of time, but George, real quick, your children's book.
Oh, yes.
Is something you said you wish you had as a child.
I wish I did. These are great stories of friendship. Doesn't matter where you come from, the nuclear family or whoever you are. Those books are fun for kids to read. And if I had them when I was a kid, maybe I wouldn't. I have my hair so long and
I feel like you need a hair contract. This is your hair is like
so we were calling him Alberto Einstein.
Alberto Einstein.
You guys are so fun. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes,
thank you so much for having me.
You can catch Lopez versus Lopez on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on NBC and streaming the next day on Peacock.
Still to come, get a load of this. We're going to show you the right way to do your laundry. What should we be sorting, and are you jamming too much in there?
Yes, my kids are always.
Hopefully we're talking about the washer. Then later, we're kicking off the week with another Start Today workout that you can do at home. No weights or equipment needed. Third hour today, I'll be right
back. Looking in a mirror.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Bush Hager from Today with Hoda and Jenna and the Read with Jenna Book Club.
There's nothing I love more than sharing my favorite reads with all of you, except maybe talking to the exceptional authors behind these stories. And that's what I'll be doing on my podcast, Read with Jenna. I'll be introducing you to some of my favorite writers. These conversations will leave you feeling inspired and entertained.
To start listening, just search Read with Jenna wherever you get your podcasts.
He would lie his way into their dreams.
He was looking for James Bond girls.
How fun would that be to be a Bond girl?
Then twist them into a nightmare.
This guy's done this before. He'll do it again.
Until a group of women banded together to put him behind bars and keep him there.
You have to participate fiercely, fiercely in what happens next.
I'm Keith Morrison, and this is Murder in the Hollywood Hills, an all-new podcast from Dateline.
All episodes of Murder in the Hollywood Hills are available now. To listen ad-free, subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or datelinepremium.com.
Because we're givers here on this show, did you know today is National Laundry Day? And we are celebrating by finding out the right way to wash our clothes, from picking the right detergent to how full the washing machine should really be. Good Housekeeping Institute Executive Director Lexi Sachs is here to answer some common laundry questions. Lexi, good morning.
Good morning.
Fun fact about us, we found out about each other. If there were one thing I just would never have to do again, it would be laundry. And for you, this gives you joy.
Yes, I would never let anyone else do my laundry.
Crazy.
If I win the lottery, it's always going to be
crazy. So you say, really, though, it starts before you even, when you're shopping.
Absolutely. The biggest tip I can give you is to check your clothing labels before you buy anything, because it can save you a huge headache.
Why? What are we looking for?
If something is spot clean only, dry clean only, it just might not be worth it. So you always want to make sure there's easy care, unless it's truly a special
That's
garment.
That's fair.
But yes.
You All right. Are we going to sort now?
Yes. Yeah, so we know not to mix our whites
I know
darks.
White and red, yeah.
However,
no.
You should also be careful not to mix different types of fabrics.
Really?
Right. So we have our heavier sweatshirts, our jeans. These hold on to moisture and they take a lot longer to dry. Something like your workout gear, your performance fabrics, your underwear, your leggings.
So you put the light stuff by itself.
Exactly. Okay. These you don't want to put in the dryer longer, and you also don't want to subject them to the abrasion from the denim. So it's really best to avoid mixing all
that
these.
That makes sense,
types.
Right? Because if you put this in here, then this just gets...
You're going to put it in the dryer longer and rub it against these fabrics.
Okay.
All right, we're going to talk about how to load those.
That's right.
Okay.
Machine next. All right.
Now, so what's the big mistake people make when they're loading the wash?
So you don't want to overstuff it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw these in here. So their garments need room to be moving around in here. So overstuffing is a big no-no. And about half full is considered a medium load.
Does it depend on the weight of the fabric?
It can depend on the weight, but really visual is your best cue.
Uh-huh.
So obviously these bigger garments are going to take up more space in the machine. But
right.
About half full is a medium load, and 3/4 full is what we consider a large load.
That's
what
like
about
not even close to being full for me.
Yes.
What about detergent? Powder versus liquid versus pods?
Yes. So they all are effective, and really it's a matter of personal preference. They all have their pros and cons. I like liquid detergent. I find it easier to pour and really convenient to store. We have powder, which is actually more cost effective, but if it doesn't break down fully, it can clump and leave some of that residue.
Mm-hmm.
Pods are super convenient. There's less flexibility with measuring, and you have to be really careful to store these if you have children in the home.
What about stain treatment?
So stain treatment you can do right before you start the wash. You want to spray liberally, make sure all of the residue is off, and just spray it about 5 minutes before you put it in the wash. You don't want to let it sit too long.
Someone needs to create a better spray bottle, because I feel like it's always the thing that just never, it doesn't come out right.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like I love this. This is Miss Mouth Messy Eater. This is a perfectly effective in my home. It's made for babies, but I don't have babies anymore, and I still use it on my kids
works.
And on
right.
spoon stains. Yeah.
Okay, so
right,
let's get over to the Dylan dryer. The dryer. We've named this
well
one.
Done.
Yes.
I find, I feel like the dryer's been going on forever, and then I pull out the clothes and they're still wet.
Yes, you want to make sure that it's constantly being fluffed throughout the dryer cycle. So the dryer balls, the wool dryer balls, are really going to help with that. They constantly keep it fluffing, prevent that clumping.
You just throw one in?
I use about two or three.
Okay.
Yeah,
dryer
depending
balls
on the size
are
of the load. Yeah, the wool dryer balls. And then if you do have a big, bulky item, something like a winter coat or a comforter here, it's a good idea to take breaks throughout the cycle and actually take it out, fluff it by hand. You're going to prevent the clumping better that way. And just take a few pauses and make sure you're fluffing it up there.
Lexi, where do you fall quickly on the dryer sheet?
So the dryer sheet can add some softness to it. It can add some anti-static properties. However, you don't want to use it too much, and you don't want to use it on certain garments, things like towels, activewear, because it does leave a coating on
so
it.
So, like your towels dry less.
It can be less absorbent, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah. So you have to be careful. Good question.
I'm not mindful
I'm allergic
enough, clearly.
To them, so I don't use them.
Thank you, Lexi. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Learn something every day. For more laundry advice, check out the latest issue of Good Housekeeping on newsstands.
You know, that's what the
now.
Show is for.
I mean, listen. Come on. Even when you host it, you learn every day.
All right, just ahead, a full body start today workout you can do while you're waiting for that laundry to finish. No equipment needed. We're going to show you how when we come right back.
Time now for Start Today, and we're going to work up a sweat with a fast and efficient workout that we can do at home. No equipment needed. Akeem Emmons is the coach with smart home gym brand Tonal. He joins us with two of our interns, Kayla and Sydney. Ladies,
hello.
Thank you
good
for
morning.
Joining us.
Good morning.
All right. So, Akeem, what are we doing?
We've got a body weight exercise and a workout for you guys today, mostly on the lower body. The goal is to get every single nook and cranny and get that heart rate up, okay?
Well, I don't know about that nook and cranny.
I need your assistance, okay? All right? Every nook and cranny you guys are going to but we'll have some fun in the process.
Okay.
All right? Woo. So we have to start off with a little bit of mobility work. Okay. So everybody find your place. Feet shoulder width apart. Okay. Hinge at the hips like you would a deadlift. We're going to align that posture. Big reach out. We're going to go for our standing swimmers in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Bring the hands in the small of the back and then bring it right back to where we started.
Okay.
Keep that chest
swimmers.
Up nice and proud. Give me that Michael Phelps energy.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, I can't swim for my life, but this feels great. Keep that chest up.
This does feel
good. Extension.
Sorry.
Again, maintain that posture. You look amazing, Chanel.
Well, thank
good
you.
Good job, guys. Give me
what,
another 5.
What?
Give me another 4. We got the T-spine and the lower back. 3, 2.
What is
well
this doing?
Done.
Okay.
Relax. That is a mobility work to open up your T-spine. We're
all
always
right.
on the phone.
My,
we're always driving
yeah.
like this. We read like this. So we're opening it up.
Okay.
Now let's get that heart rate up. We have butt kicks on the menu.
Oh.
Hands on the glutes.
Craig's not
palms
yeah.
are out. Heels to the hands. Wait for the clock, team.
Oh, sorry.
In 3. Look alive. In 2, 1. Butt kicks always have to do it for you. Come on now. Chest is up. Stay on the balls of your feet.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
And how
again,
long are we doing this?
We're doing this for about 20 to 30 seconds. All right. Keep that chest up.
Your heart rate up.
Easy modification. All right. That's
an idea.
Al, come on, baby.
Come on.
There you go. All right. We are here for 5. We got 4. We got 3.
We got
2. 1. Well done.
Okay.
All right.
Heart rate's
up. Feeling good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. All right. Now let's dance. Now we're going to go to a lunge and twist. We're going to commit to one side. It'll look like this. We lunge, reset, and twist. Again, we're going to lunge. We're going to reset and twist. Look at the choreography.
Yeah.
All right, team. Let's go. In 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Lunge.
Lunge.
Reset. Twist.
Twist.
Hello, core. Lunge.
Hello,
reset.
Core.
Twist. Twist. Two more. Come on. Lunge.
I'm behind. Reset.
Reset. Twist. Twist. One more. Lunge.
Lunge.
Reset. Twist.
Twist.
Hold it. Switch sides.
Okay.
Lunge.
Lunge.
Reset. Twist. Good. So here we are working your legs, your core, and again, keeping that heart rate up. All right? We got one more on the menu. Lunge. Reset. Twist. Fantastic. Everybody find your mat down into the ground, okay?
Like
these are going to be your glute bridges.
I'm just going to stand over here.
I need you to stand here and look sexy.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Look at the clock and let me know, okay? All right, team, let's go.
Can do.
Flat, knees bent, hips to the sky.
Okay.
In 3, looks like this. In 2, you know what to do.
All right.
1, straight up. Beautiful.
Lock
the hips as high as you can.
Okay.
Chanel, tap the ground and bring it back up. Don't
I'm
make me come over
up.
There.
Oh, okay, I'm
tap
up.
The ground and bring
I'm
it back up.
There
you go. Thank you.
Tap the ground.
Make sure you are breathing and you are squeezing.
Well
right
done.
Here, right
squeeze.
Now, we are working the hamstrings,
breathe
the glutes,
squeeze.
And the lower back. Now for the isometric hold.
Yeah.
Okay.
15 seconds in 3, 2, 1. Hold it.
And while they're holding, Akeem, I want to thank you so very
come on
much.
Now, you're
so
welcome.
See you
so
much, baby. They're just keep going to keep
I
holding.
I said hold it.
No, we're holding.
Hold
I'm sorry.
It.
I was focusing on what you're
doing.
I'm squeezing.
All the
squeezing.
To sign up for the Start Today newsletter. I like this guy more and more every moment.
I love you too.
Today, I'll be right back. Hold it.
Hold it.
Come on. Hold it. Hold it. If you thought today was a big show, huge tomorrow, we've got Michael Douglas on his historical new series and George Takei talking to us live about his new project.
Coming up on Hoda and Jenna, Emmy-winning actress Kira Sedgwick.
We will see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye. Hold it. Hold it. Ooh, that was good.